On this episode of the WUNC Politics Podcast, Joe Biden's administration turns its eyes to North Carolina, and our panelists give out some holiday gifts. I'm Jeff Tiberi. Glad to have you along. Here to help us get into the topics are Clark Riemer. He's the chief of staff for a House representative, Republican of Lincoln County, Jason Sane, presently at the North Carolina General Assembly. Clark is also former chair of the North Carolina Young Republicans. And also with us is Aisha Du. She's with the progressive organization Higher Heights, which aims to elect more black women to public office. She is the political director for that organization. Hey there.
Hi, thank you.
It's great to be here, Jeff.
We recorded this conversation late Thursday afternoon, and that timing is important as our first story is quite fluid. In recent days, a number of North Carolina officials have been reported to be on the short lists for posts within the Biden administration. Michael Regan appears to be the pick to head the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA. Mike Sprayberry is under consideration to head up FEMA, and two names, Congresswoman Alma Adams, as well as Guilford County Superintendent Dr. Sharon Contreras, have been tied to the Secretary of Education post. What does all this NC action tell you? Aisha?
We have always been, I think, politically important. It happens on both sides every single time, right? Our leaders are seasoned and poised. So I'm happy to see Michael Regan moving forward. And of course, as a Mecklenburger, it would be really exciting to see Congresswoman Alma Adams move forward. And I would imagine that over the course of the next year, we're potentially going to hear more. We know that even after inauguration, it can still take up to 8 months to still fill some of the appointments. So I think that this is just going to be an ongoing story of seeing North Carolinians in the news as they join the administration or are being considered for the administration.
Clark, I'm going to come to you in just a minute, but Aisha, is this something new? And maybe it's just me. This seems like there's more action, more names from our state in the mix here. But please push back if you're like, no, not at all.
I mean, I feel like it just happens consistently from the county commission. I think we had someone from Mecklenburg County Commission, and I'm going back to as far back, I think, as like maybe 2010. And I can't remember all the people who have left. Of course, also Anthony Fox was a later pick for the second administration of the Obama timeframe. We also had Congressman Mel Watt, who's actually, I think, coming to the end of what would have been a 6-year appointment. It doesn't really seem like that much to me when you look over a stretch of time. And I guess with this particular group, they're also moving perhaps quicker than they normally would. So I think that we'll, still continue to see people. Maybe they're a tad more, but I think that we've had a lot of North Carolina talent move.
Clark, what does all this NC action tell you?
You know, you have to wonder if it's some reflection of North Carolina's status as one of the major swing states to get some hometown people on the Biden administration team. But I also think, we've got, in general, great leaders here in North Carolina, and it's a reflection of that as well. So, on a nonpartisan basis, it has to be an exciting thing for our state and a good thing for the state. I'm particularly excited, honestly, about Secretary Regan. He was actually one of the few cabinet secretaries in the Cooper administration when they first came in to really come through and meet with all the legislators and have an open door. So he's a good man, and I think it'll be a great pick.
So a bit of a follow-up here, and a name, full disclosure, that I haven't heard in recent weeks, but a name that was talked about earlier in 2020 is somebody that, perhaps would land on Capitol Hill in a Washington position, is Dr. Mandy Cohen, State Health and Human Services Secretary. Would you like to see Dr. Mandy Cohen move on up to Washington, Aisha? Or at this point, considering everything that's going on with this global pandemic, perhaps selfishly, perhaps just from a more North Carolina-centric perspective, would you rather she stick around for the long haul or medium haul?
I think she's done a tremendous job here, so it would be great to have her here, but also I can see her leadership being of value on a national level.
All right, moving on. State Senate Leader Phil Berger, the most powerful person in North Carolina politics, is facing criticism for having a Christmas party. Last weekend, at a restaurant, at least one attendee had COVID and was pre-symptomatic at this event. A spokesperson for Berger said that masks were worn going into the building and when using the restroom, though not when those attending were eating. This spokesperson also adds that the close contacts are quarantining. Even if you can convene a smallish group for a holiday get-together, at this moment in the pandemic, doesn't it kind of set a lousy example, Clark?
You know, I think this pro tem was trying to be responsible and still have some sense of normality. I know his spokesman said it was a smaller gathering than before. They were trying to do the responsible thing, and sometimes the numbers just come out badly. So,
would you have had a holiday party if you had a staff of 15? You don't, just to be fair. You don't have a staff of 15, but what would you have done?
I'll say that we had a small gift exchange in the office this afternoon, and that's what we're doing here in our office.
Okay. Aisha?
You know, this is just a really hard time. I can't say that I would host a gathering. It's really challenging. I think that people who've been extremely careful, I know people who've been extremely careful who've ended up with COVID. And so, you know, this is just, it's a really challenging time, and it's a hard thing to do. So I hope and pray that all of the people who might have COVID are okay. And hopefully we can all act responsibly.
All right, let's have a little fun. Pretend you've got a big bag, stocking full of treats. It can be whatever is in there that you want to be in there. And conversely, a lump of coal. You get to dole out one of each to two people in the world of politics. Who are you giving your gift to? Who are you giving your lump of coal to? Let's think about the body of work from 2020. Aisha, you want to go first?
Oh, this is just not a fair question, but I would definitely say if I had to give out coal, I would have to go with the outgoing president, and I'll just pick anyone from the administration and leave that there. I hate to give coal to locals. We have to run into each other at the grocery store.
And what about a present? If you were going to give a present to somebody in the sphere of politics here in 2020?
You know, I'm going to make it broad. I am going to give that to the mayors. Of course, I'm here in Charlotte, North Carolina, but I think that all politics are local. And during a time frame where there was a gap in what was coming from the federal government, I feel like the mayors are the people who've continued communication with their communities. And one more. Why not? Governor Cooper. I think that he's done a tremendous job, and he is lucky enough to maintain his job. And we are not out of the woods yet. And so I trust and respect his leadership. And I am glad that he will be at the helm to help us move through this time frame.
I'll go Cole first. And I think, you know, in North Carolina politics, the really obvious choice is Cal Cunningham. Had an affair that cost his party probably the Senate majority. So that's a huge one. But let me also give an honorable or unhonorable mention to Attorney General Josh Stein, who ran a campaign that was probably the nastiest of any of the Council of State races. And I think, you know, I actually personally think Attorney General Stein's a good man, but he kind of ran a campaign that I think was beneath him and, you know, featuring nasty attacks on the rape kit backlog and things like that, which is also, you know, anyway, just wasn't what I've expected and seen from him before. As far as a present, let me give it to, again, kind of a maybe an unexpected pick, Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest, for in a year where lots of people have embraced near conspiracy theories about election tampering and changing the votes, really losing an election with grace and dignity and doing it the right way and then stepping aside out of the spotlight and doing the right thing. And I think that showed a lot of class and grace on his part.
I'm going to ask you a bit of a grenade question here. Did that surprise you at all that Dan Forrest exited stage right calmly and quietly?
No, not at all. Knowing his character and knowing who he is as a person, I would think many people would say is on a political strategy level, he should have ran a more negative campaign than he did. He's just fundamentally a decent human being, and so I would expect exactly the behavior I saw from him.
So now, this being the season of giving, and I'll give you each a second to stew on, I'll try to carry and drag this question out a little bit. We're going to flip it, because obviously I knew that Aisha was going to give coal to a Republican. Not surprising she did it to President Donald Trump, who perhaps aggregate has more coal than anybody in American politics these days, a lot more. So what I want each of you to do is go cross-party here. Give your present to somebody in the party that I imagine you don't vote with too frequently, if ever anymore, and the coal to somebody in your own circle, so to speak. Clark, you get to go first this time.
Sure. The present I will give to Auditor Beth Wood, who has always been a class act and I think makes people just as angry on both sides of the aisle from time to time, and that's probably a great sign of a good leader. So I'll go with her. As far as the coal in my own party, might have to edit out my silence here for a second.
You take your time. Silence speaks sometimes.
I'll give my coal to, sadly, a friend and a mentor, former House Rules Chair David Lewis, who made a really stupid mistake, made a stupid choice that cost him a lot of his reputation and his House seat and an unfortunate situation.
And David Lewis, just as a little bit of a footnote reminder here, I think a lot of our listeners will remember the context here, but David Lewis announced that he would not run again in July. Then in August, he abruptly resigned. And we learned that day that he had pleaded guilty to two federal charges, one a felony, one a misdemeanor. The felony for misrepresenting some information to a bank, if I'm remembering correctly off the top of my head, and the misdemeanor had to do, I believe, with paying taxes late. So this is somebody, as you mentioned, Clark, who was one of the high-profile lawmakers at the General Assembly in recent election cycles, or in recent years. He led the redistricting efforts and was really a central figure in the legislature this past decade. So as I actually had a conversation on a different episode of the podcast with a reporter about the David Lewis story, and it struck both of us that it was a little remarkable. It almost fell off. It really didn't register as much attention as perhaps it might have in a year that wasn't 2020. But it was a big story, and I wasn't thinking about it, but you just mentioned it there. All right, Aisha, we've given you plenty of time to conjure up your other gift list.
Sure. So I will go with a newbie. And I know this is kind of a duel because I'll give it to Newbie and Beasley. But just for allowing the process to play out with the vote. It's something that instills confidence. It's the end of the road. And democracy played out as democracy plays out. So good to just allow that to move forward and to close out that process. And I'll just give my coal to one of the same people that Clark gave his coal to, and that's Cal Cunningham. No explanation.
Aisha Dew is political director with Higher Heights. Clark Reamer is the chief of staff for State House Republican Representative Jason Singh. Merry Christmas, gang.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Have a good one. Happy holidays.
Quick programming note for you. We will be off next week for the Christmas holiday, but we'll be back with you on January 1st, 2021. The WUNC Politics Podcast is available at iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, really wherever it is you do on-demand listening, and of course at our website as well, WUNC. On Tuesday, you'll get a listen into some of what journalists will be reflecting on. On Tuesday, you'll get a listen back to 2020. Several journalists from the Capitol Press Corps and the WUNC Newsroom reflect on what was really an unprecedented year for many of us, I think for all of us, professionally. So we'll be back with you again on Tuesday. Hope you enjoy your weekend. For Clark and Aisha, my name is Jeff Tiberi.